What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And we're talking about, the impeachment process. And Peter, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Well, I've just said that the national security state is absolutely essential, and an impeachment cannot be taking place anymore without their direct participation or acquiescence. And they may do it.
Well, the FBI was lying to the FISA court to sort of legitimize spying on the Trump campaign. This whole thing was just dirty and crooked from top to bottom. And now the corporate media is trying to basically make excuses. And they're already saying, all of these errors and mistakes were made by low-level FBI employees. So some poor FBI schmuck who has no authority whatsoever, they're going to use them as a sacrificial lamb.
Well, Mike, I see four power centers that control everything here. The top one is the banks. The second one is the oligarchs, and there, of course, are overlap between the two, and look who they are. The third one is the media, and the fourth one is the national security surveillance state, and they're all at play here. If you look to, for instance, the media and the oligarchs, well, look at Bezos with the Washington Post. Look at Bloomberg, right? The banks, of course, overarching everybody. Look at the people in the national security state who have carried this out on both sides. And we talked about how I think one group, Adelson, gives Trump money when he runs in for aid. The other part, the Nadlers and the Schiffs and all those guys who are impeaching him, push him into a corner. So he has to go to Adelson. Look who they all are. And look at the people who populate the national security state and are carrying out the directives of the oligarchs, the bankers, and the participating media as well. Look who these people are. I think your previous caller alluded to it as well. It's as plain as day to me. It's as plain as day. By the way, I saw it on your site the other day, where the Federal Reserve is giving $3 trillion to, who was it, Mike? The some banks,
Yes.
And I said to myself, here's a bunch of the Federal Reserve Jewish banks are giving money to other Jewish banks. And, it's going to end up being our money. We're going to have to pay for it. But
yes.
It's just a transfer of money between one Jewish group to another Jewish group. And I sent an article into you the other day about they had a couple of the big banks and who controls them. Predatory capitalism it was about.
Yes.
And were they? And I don't know if you ran that or not, but that was a great article and unbelievably eye-opening as to who they were. So I don't know, Mike. We got all these states that you can't criticize people. You can't criticize their version of history. You can't hold a job if you with the state or county or feds unless you go along with what they say. They control every movie, every TV show, and I've even gone into religion. How both the New and the Old Testament are framed by them. They're both.
Yeah. Well,
it's just
less the New Testament was framed by the Romans.
Well, also, but look who wrote them. They're all Jews. And even a Muslim is Abrahamic. So it's an incredible amount of control by a tiny group of people. And I don't know if there's any precedent in the history of the world what's going on here. And it's happening in Europe, too. Totally disabled Europe. But I'm glad that people are finally at least opening their eyes to it. And more, you hear it. You see it in the comments when the comments are being allowed, on articles and so on. They must be afraid, really.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
I mean, a lot of the recent actions, like, you know, Trump's executive order and the rest of it, these are telling me that, in point of fact, the Zionists are very much afraid that people are, in fact, waking up and realizing what's been going on.
You know, Mike, somebody told me they saw Richard Jewell the other day, the movie, the Clayswood movie.
Yeah.
And how it's basically telling the story of, a national security state and media cooperation in ruining somebody. And I remember you talking about how the TWA flight was a sleight of hand to get away from that as well.
Yes.
And how incredibly odd it is, unusual that a movie like that even got made. And if it wasn't Clint Eastwood, I doubt it would have even been made. But what do you think of that, Mike?
Well, like I was saying the other day to another caller, Clint Eastwood's always been his own man. He does not respond well to pressure. And, he's got what they call in Hollywood FU money, which means he doesn't have to work, and therefore he does not have to accept the dictates of those, who would want to employ him. He can basically make the films he wants to make on his own terms. And so I think that's a big part of it. But again, he did leave out some of the context of the story that the Olympic Park bombing took place right when the government needed the media to stop paying attention to all those witnesses who'd seen a missile fly up and hit TWA 800.
Yeah. That was something I hadn't thought of until I heard you say it on the air. But the other thing is that Clint Eastwood makes them enough money that even if he says something a little bit off message for them, at least they're making big money off of it.
Yeah, unlike the newest Star Wars movie, which apparently is a giant turkey.
Yeah. Mike, I know there's other callers. Listen, Merry Christmas to you and Claire. Thank God that you're there, and thank God for the people who call in. All of them have something to say. And bless you, man.
All right, well, thank you, and Merry Christmas. We're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And apparently Adam Schiff was on Rachel Maddow last night, still pushing the Trump-Ukraine conspiracy, and during the conversation said now the House was going to go after Vice President Mike Pence next. And claims to have evidence that the vice president is hiding information in the House Ukrainian investigation. So they want to clean out the entire White House. They want that place absolutely empty for when the Empress Hillary I steps into it next year. That's really what's going on here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Mike in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon, Mike. You've been covering, there's been a number of callers that have called in the last few days talking about what's come in, talking about civil war, guerrilla war, things like that. And I'd kind of like to maybe define some of these things and some concepts, if I may.
Briefly, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Now, as a broader category, oftentimes we hear the word unconventional warfare, guerrilla warfare, but a more proper terminology would be insurgency. Now, the main components or the parts of an insurgency are the political subversives, the guerrillas, the terrorists, the undergrounds, and the auxiliary. So guerrilla warfare in and of itself is only like one-fifth or so of what an insurgency is. Oftentimes people point to the American Revolution as an insurgency, and you know, we hear all about the people hiding behind the rocks going in Concord and everything like that, but also bear in mind that before that all occurred, the people in the colonies had elected their representatives to go to Philadelphia, the political subversives that were all behind it. So the word insurgency, it's a Latin word, insurgere, and in the participle, it means to rise up. It's sometimes described as the war of the fleet, the war of the weak against the strong, because insurgency, oftentimes I hear people talk about getting their guns and going after this, but what needs to be understood is that in an insurgency is a political military conflict that's waged against specific factions or factions, and they implement irregular military action in support of a unified political outcome short of revolution and civil war. Now, while regular military forces can be employed, the irregular operations, and they're rooted in political subversion, selective terrorism, and guerrilla operations, they play an integral, if not a primary, role in the outcome. And so political subversion, selective terrorism, and guerrilla operations are then tactics that when they combine, they can represent an insurgency. Because the insurgency is a strategic political development that implements those tactics as a means to sustain itself until a further development can occur. And so consequently, an insurgency as a type of war may lead to and be part of a larger conventional conflict, revolution, or civil war. An insurgency as a method of war, that's going to imply the attempt to use violence and irregular forms of warfare against a particular factions or faction for the express purpose of a political military gain, and that can later lead to inclusion with or the overthrow of the existing regime. So when I throw out the word, I tried to, you know, give some definitions, and people were asking some questions of about where to look for information. I'd like to do that. But, you know, in an insurgency ecosystem that, you know, people think, well, you know, the government's going to do this and the patriots are going to rise up. Now, oftentimes in the insurgency ecosystem,
Mike, can you like sort of get to the point? Because, I mean, you're throwing a lot of words and definitions at us. I've lost track of what it is I think you're trying to say. So you need to sort of simplify things down here. You know, we understand that you've researched this topic very, very thoroughly, and you're familiar with the words. But, you know, what is it you're trying to tell us?
Okay, number one, when people say that it's going to turn to guerrilla warfare, that is an incorrect terminology. Because there's a lot more to what's going on than just guerrilla warfare. Okay?
Well, we understand that. We understand that during the American Revolution, there were a lot more people involved in that than just the ones holding those muskets. And so I don't think you're really telling us anything that anybody who's thought seriously about this possibility hasn't already considered. Now, I don't want to see a civil war in this country. I don't want to see a revolution, but it's not up to me. It's basically going to be determined by how hard the government pushes on the American people. And right now, things are getting very dangerous down in Virginia.
I understand that. But, you know, when I listen to your broadcast and I hear constantly people talking about guerrilla warfare, then it demonstrates to me a lack of knowledge, because there's no mention of the political formation or the undergrounds or the auxiliary when people call in and ask. Because, you know, when this, whether it's a government in Virginia or the federal government, you're going to have to look at this. And this thing is going to be rather complicated, because you'll have the patriots. You'll have the government, you'll have Black Lives Matter, you'll have the Mexican cartels, you'll have Antifa, you'll have the illegal aliens, the United Nations, and the NGOs all in this whole mix. And in a conventional type of warfare, the used to be that it would be like a mountaintop or a bridge or a key intersection that was the strategic terrain, but in an insurgency, it's the people, the population, that both sides are competing to gain the support thereof. And sometimes it's been referred to as like a tug of war. And what we don't want to do is pick up that rope, because when the government throws out the rope to engage in a tug of war contest, you don't have enough manpower to go up against the government. And, you know, I oftentimes hear people calling in and talking about, well, I'll go get my guns and stuff like this. But there's a lot of other things like strategy, tactics, training, leadership, communications, security,
yes.
field
yes.
sanitation.
No, we understand all that. Mike, the callers try and keep their messages short and simple. You know, we're not going to get on these callers calling on in and they're talking, whether they call it guerrilla warfare or civil war or whatever. We know there's a lot of stuff that goes with it, but people aren't, you know, using up our precious airtime to try and go through all these different words and everything. We understand the mechanics. You know, those of us who studied the situation understand the mechanics of what you like to call an insurgency. And we understand that, you know, there's logistics, there's supply, there's all of those issues. And we're already well aware of that. So, you know, Mike, I appreciate the phone call. But you seem to be lecturing us on things that you're assuming that we don't know. But we actually do. We just don't have, you know, enough time in this broadcast to talk about them. So thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And in the end, it doesn't really matter what you call it or what you call the various components. It's basically the issue of the people of a country standing up to the government and saying, we've really had it with you, like they're starting to do over there in France. All righty. So getting on back to the news here. People are starting to really look at the war in Afghanistan, which has gone on for about 18 years now, and realizing that, like all of the other wars the United States has gotten into, it was promoted with lies. And Afghanistan didn't really do anything to us to justify being invaded. There was just that oil pipeline right of way, which was the primary cause for this conflict. This consortium of oil companies went before Congress and said, we want to build this pipeline through Afghanistan, but gosh darn, the Taliban want to charge us fair market value for the pipeline right of way, and we just think it would be cheaper to regime change the country. Then, of course, you had the ancillary benefit of access to all that opium. So it's being called the crime of the century, and it's basically involving three presidential administrations who lied to you, trick you into your support of the war against Afghanistan, which, as I said before, Afghanistan did absolutely nothing to us. Iraq didn't do anything to us. Syria didn't do anything to us. None of these countries the United States has militarily intervened in actually did anything that harmed our country, other than to refuse to allow Washington, D.C. to tell them how to run their business. That's a poor excuse to send all that money, you know, trillions of dollars, and all these young American lives, you know, just over, you know, you won't do what we tell you to do. Anyway, the Syrian army has finalized military preparations and is awaiting orders to launch a large-scale ground operation in Greater Idlib, according to the Syrian media. The operation will allegedly be aimed at liberating the militant-held part of the M5 highway, which, by the way, is also being one of the major oil smuggling routes. With the separation of terrorists from the so-called moderate opposition, which was never moderate, the reopening of the highway is one of the key terms of the Idlib de-escalation agreement. Nonetheless, diplomatic efforts and peaceful measures did not achieve enough progress, and Greater Idlib remained the hotbed of terrorism in the country. And if you really think about it, you know, you've got the United States went on in there, set up all these terrorists. They trained and funded Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Daesh, whatever you want to call them, and then use their presence in Syria as an excuse to keep our military in Syria, even though they do not have the permission of the Syrian government, and they don't have a UN mandate. And Trump basically said what it's all about. He says, you know, we're leaving troops in Syria for the oil, and I love the oil. So we'll be right back after these few words.
So you love love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And there is another situation that is brewing over there in the Middle East, like it's already not tumultuous enough here. But apparently a week ago, Turkey's Erdogan said he was ready to deploy troops to Libya on short notice. And today there are reports in the Arab media, still unconfirmed, that Turkish special operation forces landed in Tripoli. Now, the Libyan war between two Libyan parties will now become a very different situation because Egypt will not tolerate a Muslim Brotherhood-led Libya as its neighbor. So before the Turkish support allows the GNA government to defeat Haftar, Egypt will probably intervene. And the situation could rapidly devolve, if you will, into this intense war during which Turkish troops fight on Libyan grounds against the Egyptian military. Now, both countries have rich Arab sponsors who can finance a long and intense conflict. Both have lots of material and many, many soldiers who they can throw into the fray. The Egyptian side has one advantage. Its long land border allows for easy resupply, while Turkey will have to rely on supplies that come by sea and air and can be interdicted, cut off. So, with NATO still fuming over Erdogan's recent behavior, coupled with his threat to shut down the NATO bases at Incirlik, Erdogan is definitely becoming the loose cannon on the deck here. And no matter how he tries to paint this intervention, I rather suspect the rest of NATO will simply attempt to ignore it with dignity as long as it reasonably can. But the real question is who and what will support Egypt against Erdogan, and who will support Erdogan militarily should such a conflict erupt. So it's getting really, really crazy out there. Alrighty, Putin has come on out and basically said that if the United States refuses to extend the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, if it is not renewed, then nothing will hold back a new arms race. And Putin is well aware that it was the cost of the arms race that helped bring down the Soviet Union. And of course, contrary to what you're hearing on the corporate media, our economy is very strained right now. And more military spending is just going to make things worse. So, and again, this is an example of Trump basically being pro-business, in this case, the defense industries. And I think Eisenhower, with his Cross of Iron speech, really said it all. That you look at how much money goes into the military, and you look at like something like the Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier, and you look at how much money went in there, and just say, how much good would that amount of money done for the United States of America, for the American people, for our infrastructure? Because at this point, it's looking more and more like the Gerald R. Ford is almost as big a boondoggle as the F-35. And they just pour this money into the military-industrial complex. They're getting junk back. And the defense contractors, you know, they have legions of lobbyists on Capitol Hill. And it's just a terrible situation there. All righty. So apparently in Moscow, there was a shooting near the headquarters of the Federal Security Service, the FSB, and apparently three people have been killed, including the shooter, and they're still trying to identify who that party was and find what the motive is. But there seems to be a lot of destabilization activity going on in Russia right now. Okay, a Czech think tank funded by NATO government calls for an EU blanket ban on Russian outlets like Russia Today. Right now, we're seeing this huge rush where governments want only their version of news to be put out there for the public consumption, and they're trying to shut down any alternatives, whether it's corporate media from other countries, the independent media. They're trying to reassert monopolistic control over what you see, read, and hear. Which, to me, is a signal that they are getting ready for a major war. They don't want you to hear what's coming over from the other side. Meanwhile, apparently Estonia has gone a step further, and they have notified all reporters in Estonia who work for Sputnik News that unless they resign Sputnik News by the end of the year, they face prosecution and possible jail time. And so Sputnik and RT editor-in-chief Margarita Simonyan, oh, got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 guests, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about Estonia, which has sent notifications to all of the staffers working for Sputnik, saying that if they don't resign their job by the end of the year, they face legal prosecution and possible jail time. And so Sputnik and Russia Today editor-in-chief Margarita Simonyan is saying that if Estonia does prosecute the Sputnik staffers, that it's time for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe and the European Court of Human Rights should be taken apart. Because they're obviously not doing their job there. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Kelly in Austin, aloha. Kelly, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
My eyes almost rolled into the back of my head when I heard that pedantic disquisition about guerrilla warfare and insurgency. The caller completely misunderstands what people are referring to when we refer to guerrilla warfare. No one implies that you're just going to grab a gun, go out, and blow up a bridge. These are things that are done in coordination with other people of like other like-minded people groups that are in that are working in coordination with each other. They all know that in this country that none of those groups can take on the U.S. Army regulars or the National Guard head on, and so the strategy that they develop is one of guerrilla warfare. So if he thinks that people are laboring under the misconception that they're going to work out where they're going to grab their guns and go out in a willy-nilly fashion, just conduct guerrilla warfare, he is dead wrong. The militias in this country are talking with each other. Now, I assure you that many of them have coordinated their activities and are planning planning to conduct operations with each other. So that if something happens, if this quote, insurgency blows up, then what you're going to see is a guerrilla warfare conducted by the militias and then by people who will join the militias to make the lives of the Army regulars and the National Guard absolutely miserable.
Yes.
I'm just nonplussed to hear that, to have heard that pedantic nonsense, downplaying the role of guerrilla warfare and the intent of people who are expressing their dismay and their anger with this government and their willingness to do something to step forward and stop this tyrannical government from going any further than it's already gone.
Well, I think Mike's agenda on that phone call was to try and make the case that we shouldn't be thinking about, an armed opposition to the government, which I don't support that anyway, and I never really have. But we do know down in Virginia, at least one county is already organizing their own militia. And so there's your leadership structure. But anybody who has really studied urban warfare, rebellion, whatever, they already know all this stuff that Mike was saying. It's not just a bunch of people with guns. It's getting the ammunition to the people with guns, logistics, yeah. Getting them fed. It's the stuff that Washington had to deal with at Valley Forge. There does have to be good, secure communications between the various units. There does have to be good security because, obviously these militias can be infiltrated. In fact, I remember, back in the 1990s, I think, late 1990s, there was a big stink where the communications director for the Tri-States Militia was exposed as an FBI informant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always a big matter of concern among the militias, and you know damn well that the FBI is working as hard as it can to infiltrate them right now.
Yes, what I'm
heard
sure of it.
Now, what I heard was really nothing more than a pedantic and penetrating glimpse into the obvious. We didn't need to hear that.
No, we didn't. That's why I cut him off. And, I do try and let callers have their say, but he really was. He was basically telling us what we already know, and he was taking a very long time to do it. So I finally had to pull the plug on him.
Well, no, that's why I said my eyes are about ready to roll up into the top back of my head, because I thought, you didn't get to the point. You're telling us things we already know, but you're not telling us something else. He wasn't getting to the point. And what aggravates me about some people, some callers, is that they amble from point to point to point without getting to a central point. And that's an example of somebody who just went around in circles. He was impressing people with his knowledge of the vocabulary, but his grasp of the vocabulary, but he didn't really tell you what he knew or about what's actually likely to happen if, as they say, the SHTF in this country, which I think is now is likely to happen more than ever. I think it's likely to happen. So that's really all I've got.
Well, I'm afraid you're right on that last one. I don't want to see it happen. In fact, a big motive why I stayed with this website for 25 years and the radio shows for, I think, 12 years now I've been doing radio. It was to basically try and find a peaceful way to restore our republic. And on that, obviously, I have failed. But I think Mike's real agenda was to try and convince everybody, it's really just too complicated. Don't even think about, standing up to the government here. And I think the giveaway comment was when he was talking about the tug of war. If the government throws out a rope, you don't want to grab it because you don't have enough manpower. Well, actually, we do. The politicians in Washington, D.C., there's 500-600 of them, plus a bunch of bureaucrats, versus 330 million Americans out here, most of whom have guns. And there's this wonderful little video over on YouTube called The Tiny Dot, which really lays it out. If you're talking about just strength in numbers, the American people very easily overwhelm the government. And the big question would be, would the Army really be willing, first of all, to risk their own lives and shoot their fellow American citizens to support a government that clearly has gone off the constitutional reservation?
That's a good question. I don't think many of them would. Plus, I think that something I need to consider as well is that the militias being vindictive in a situation like this are going to target the families of the members of the military who are supporting us. And so
that
they need to
be
aware.
Bad move. That would be a bad move. You know, can you imagine what would have happened if Thomas Jefferson and George Washington had like started going into the homes of the British soldiers and killing the kids right there, or gone into the British schools and started shooting the students, would have had a very, very different outcome, because you need the popular support of the general population, and you look to try and build sympathy in your opposition. So they're going to say, look, this has gone on far enough. And again, we need to keep our eyes.
I agree, Mike. You can't let government run roughshod and start arresting people and killing citizens just because they want to put down an insurgency. There has to be some balance to this. Now, really, what we're really getting around to here is the concept of asymmetric warfare. The militias are really going to emphasize that tactic. They can't fight government forces one on one, but the mere prospect that the government doesn't want to happen could happen is something that can keep government off balance, and that's what you want to do in a situation like this. I hope it doesn't happen, but Mike, I'm at the point at which I'm not sure it can be stopped. I see Democrats just going overboard right now, and I don't think that they understand that what they're going to experience as in retaliation or as backlash to what they're pushing is going to be far more severe than they've expected. And it's going to take something to reach a flashpoint.
That could happen in Virginia. And, you know, again, I don't want this to happen. I'm arguing against it. But I think we've reached a point right now where people need to seriously consider the possibility of what could happen and prepare accordingly.
I agree with you. And I'm not sure we can resolve anything during the course of this phone call. Suffice it to say, we're really walking on thin ice right now, and I hate expressions
yes.
like that, thin ice, but really, that's what we are, or eggshells or whatever. And it'll take one group to do something that will provoke a response from the other side. And I think you'll see that it's the government that is more likely to be the provocateur in this case.
They'll do will be a false flag, and they're going to blame it on the gun nuts. In fact, I'm very, very concerned that there's going to be an incident in Virginia to demonize the Virginians who want to hang on to their guns. Because that's how this government operates, lies, fraud, and deception.
I fully expect that. That's how this government has operated for decades and decades. False flag operations go back to the USS Maine. Look at the Lusitania,
yes.
for example. Look at, I think he
yes.
was, Pearl Harbor was an example of a false flag of sorts, because the government goaded Japan into attacking. But then it was
yes.
also the Gulf of Tonkin. And there have been other incidents along
yep.
the way. So this government absolutely functions on the basis of false flag operations in order to provoke people
yes.
into a response so that they can get them to support a disastrous war somewhere in the world. This makes me sick. All right, I've said my piece today, but this just makes me angry as hell. And then to hear somebody like Mike go on and on and on and absolutely say nothing that we don't already know is something that, just as I said, makes my head hurt.
Yeah, well, thank goodness for pain medications here. Anyway, Kelly, thank you very much for the phone call. Have a Merry Christmas. And we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Good day to you, sir. Yeah, Michael, what's on my mind is the BS. The BS started 70 years ago with these demon rats. BS is the Bolshevik Socialist Party, the demon rats, the Bolshevik socialists have come full circle now. So, yeah, that's the real revolution that's taking place now. We'll see what happens. And, you know, you're talking about that one guy. I don't know if he ever read that. Maybe he read that book, The Turner Diaries or something. But, listen, you know, talking about a civil war, well, you know what? It would end quickly because, remember, it's all about the food, Michael. A lot of this, you know, people will be starving. You starve these cities out, and in 3 days they'll be capitulating because it's all about the farmers, and they control the food. So, you know, and then, of course, you got to remember about air power. You drop 10 MOABs, and, you know, those are like little nuclear bomb warheads. So, you know, whoever controls the air and the food, it's mainly the food and the water. So,
yes.
And, you know, we know who's controlling that, basically. So, there ain't no worries. But, yeah, Michael, you know, getting back to talking about what's going on, did you see the Breitbart today about Adafio Cortez? Michael?
Yeah, she came on out and, she said some piece of idiocy.
No. Well, she was in Vegas. She was in Las Vegas saying that she's going to conduct her town halls in Spanish. So she's over in Vegas doing the whole thing, the whole town hall she's having there in Vegas in Spanish. See, there's your problem. These people are coming here. They're not coming here to learn the common language. They're not coming here. See, that's where the problem's going to be lying in this constitution of ours. This country is an English-speaking country, but, you know, however, it's being usurped by all these, and you know, we know who's behind it. The Bolshevik socialists are behind this, the Demon Rat Party. They're the ones that are flooding, like you said, Michael, Title VIII. Trump better show me something. He really better show me something. Now, he's going to be impeached president, and he better throw down the gauntlet and say, listen, now that you wanted to come after me and get me kicked out, I'm going to start arresting all of you. And by the way, Michael, did you see that guy Josh Hockley, the senator from Missouri, going after that guy Horowitz today?
Yes.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Yesterday? And this guy Horowitz is now basically saying, yeah, Comey and the whole FBI are a bunch of clowns, and they are guilty of sin. They're guilty of sin. So, and you know, when are these people going to, like, I got to agree with one guy we know. Hey, I want to see some arrest here.
Yes.
Okay? Another thing, you got, what is it, 2,000 people in line in New York and New Jersey trying to get their driver's license? Where's the ICE agents? If you know these people are here illegally, when are you going to start rounding them up and put them in paddy wagons and arresting them, taking them to the border and deporting them? You're going to let them get licensed so you can steal the next election? Trump? Come on, President Trump. Now, you know these people are in line trying to get their driver's license. They're here illegally, and they're not going to vote for you. So what's going on here? Where's the ICE agents? Where's the Border Patrol? They arrest these people. They're going to compete for your jobs, compete for your housing, your water, your sewer, your food. Come on. And we you know, Michael, we hear all these lying Democrats talk about the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal, my butt. Look what's going on in California.
Yes.
Look what's going on in that state. It's absurd. Michael, you know how much a block, I found out, you know how much a block Mason makes in California right now?
No, I wouldn't know that.
Well, I can know it because my brother tells me everything. They make $18 an hour. You know how much they were making in 1988? In 1988, they were making $28 an hour. That was in 1988, Michael.
Yeah. That was good money back then.
A white or black Afro-American Mason was making $28 an hour. And they had a lot of work back then, believe me. Now, there's so much competition because all the illegals, they're paying them $18, $16 an hour.
Yeah.
They're not coming here to compliment. They came here to usurp, eat your lunch, and take your job. And I'm sick of hearing about, there ain't no whites or blacks will do these jobs that these people do. Okay, maybe when it comes to agriculture and picking tomatoes and stuff. But you know what? Matter of fact, they had a thing today on the news. I freaked out, and that's why I called your show, Michael. You see the new robot they got out? It was just on the news today, all the news networks. They're talking about the robot. You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it, and I made mention of this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, this idea that the illegals are necessary to harvest the crops. It's a myth because so much of that is now automated.
Yes. They have a robot now that can make 200 pizzas in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Can make 200. They got, now they're going to start, like, popping all these pizza restaurants, Papa John's and Domino's and all that, they're going to start using robots to make the pizzas.
Yes.
So, I mean, who's kidding who here? And, you know, getting back to this impeachment nonsense, you know, just watching Pelosi, like she's so somber in her black little outfit yesterday. Here's a woman at 79 years old, pumped in hundreds of thousands of dollars in surgery on her face, yet her city's got people walking around doing, they have a poop control. And they got like, what was it? I think I saw 200 guys and women are in a thing called a poop control, Michael. And they're paying them $85,000 a year.
Well, the job is definitely worth it. Anyway, listen, Tom, we're going to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Ryan in Ohio. Aloha, Ryan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
One thing before I get to my subject is, you know, they say we need the illegal aliens. But, you know, before, you know, to pick the strawberries and the apples and the oranges or whatever, you know, before 1985, there was a work program with Mexico for years and years and years, and we'd bring in workers from Mexico on buses and send them over to the farms, pick their stuff, and they got done picking. You put them back on the buses and send them home, and we paid the Mexican government, and the Mexican government then paid the people. But after 1985, that just went all to the wayside when Ronald Reagan signed that, allowing 3 million illegal aliens to stay into the country. And ever since then, they've been pouring in by the millions. But they just use that, well, we need the illegals to pick. Well, no, you don't. You get agreements with the Mexican government for shorthanded, and like I said. But here's the other, the one with the guerrilla warfare with that guy, he got me going a little bit. I was kind of glad you cut him off finally. But, you know, I've always thinking about how do you overthrow a government with F-15s and jets, and if the military's on their side, and even though they got posse comitatus, who knows what's going to happen. But I always would say, you know, guerrilla warfare is good, but, you know, they're easily infiltrated so many times, and then the people never going, so I've always found the lone wolf theory is probably the best, you know, because nobody knows where the one guy is going. And if you got 10,000 lone wolves, that's pretty good start to go after the bad people. And then the other thing is, you know, we have the Patriot Act. I really don't see why Trump couldn't use the Patriot Act right now on the Congress, because they are definitely unpatriotic with this impeaching this guy, trying to pass all these gun laws. And I just don't see why he can't do that in some way. And if he says he can, you know, there is the law where, like Abraham Lincoln did, which suspended the Constitution, and then the president went after the people that were trying to overthrow the government, which is the Congress right now for the most part. So if he did that, and then if he was to get on the radio and start get on the television and start arresting these CNNs and these ABC people who are definitely should be arrested with the Patriot Act, with all their lies going on, trying to get this thing stirred up, go there to ABC and CNN and whatever else you got and start arresting these people. And he needs to get on the, I would say he needs to get on the television and say, you know, we have a constitutional crisis and our Congress is being usurped with everything that's been going on. And say, I'm asking my privates and my sergeants and my corporals to arrest these generals that won't listen to me. And I would say, you know, since 70% of our military and our state militias, are vote Republican, and most of them seem to like Trump, that I would think yes. That would pretty much work out pretty well. You know, there might be some bad things happening, but for the most part, I see our country falling, just going by the wayside if something drastic doesn't happen. But,
well,
you know, their
I
last
agree.
Caller, when he started saying logistics, you know, like right now, I hate to say it, but logistics, you know, you just have, I think mostly you have to do the lone wolf, man, because if you get 100 guys together, one of those guys is going to an infiltrator,
okay,
and they're easier
Ryan,
to track. I'm
Ryan,
sorry, go ahead.
Ryan, stay on the line. We got to take a break for station identification. We're going to come right back to you after this small break.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.